bus shelters throughout the county. We cannot have enough of them, particularly in this weather, with our weather in Ireland, and the amount of people who are using public transport. Again, I'm always saying, if you want people to use more public transport, you have to have all the ancillary facilities and there for people to encourage them to use the public transport as much as possible. So a contractor has been appointed, and we're hoping that the installation of the bus shelters will be complete by the end of November 2024. So I know that will be very welcome for an awful lot of residents there in Ross's Point, and people who go out there and visit for the day, and visit friends or go to school in and out to work as well, particularly with the transport in the mornings and the evenings. So it is it's welcome development. So hopefully by the end of the year we're going to have these new bus shelters in Ross's Point.
And Councillor, how important is it to get this process moved along for those later winter months when people think of, you know, December and January? Because it is a great service what it offers, but people may be discouraged without the shelters there.
Yes, and we see, like we all see children in the mornings waiting in the rain for the bus to come, and you know, it's something that should be there years ago as well. And I know that other areas are waiting for bus shelters as well throughout the county, and I know that they're being worked on. But of course, and elderly as well, and people who just, you know, who don't drive for whatever reason, or tourists, or like anybody who is living or working in Ross's Point and other areas, it's, you know, it's important. It's a basic facility that you have shelter from the rain and the elements when you're waiting for the bus. And again, you know, it'll hopefully encourage more people to use public transport. And that's really, I suppose, the aim of the game, is to promote people to start using the buses and more frequently as well, and they'll be encouraged to use them instead of taking the car, or that, you know, that they don't have to cycle or walk on the bad days, and they can take the bus, and when they get into school or work, that they're dry and they're comfortable for the day.